The Rambam in Perakim Alach Avav Hilchos Chanukah discusses various dinim of Hallel, and the Rambam raises the issue, the Sugya Erech in Daf Yud, that why is it that on Rosh Hashanah no Hallel is recited? The Rambam writes, it's because that these days are days of Yira V'Facha V'Einam Yimei Simcha Yisera. It's not a time of abundant joy, but a time in a certain sense of awe, of anguish, of fear, of Yira and Pacha. There is a comment that the Gaon has in the beginning of Sefer Chabakuk, Perak Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, where the Gaon is bothered, what exactly is the difference between Yira as opposed to Pachad? L'David Hashem Ori V'Ishi, Lo Yirav, Lo Evchad, what exactly is the difference? The Gaon writes that sometimes a person can be fearful of two different forces. Sometimes a force is up front, close, it's an imminent threat, and sometimes it is something that is external, it's at a distance. Yira, the Gaon writes, is something that is immediate, it's up close, it's personal. And Pachad is something that is a distant, a more distant threat. And no doubt that's true when it comes to Yimei HaDin. We have to engage in an internal Kvishas HaYetzer that evokes a sense of Yira, but also sometimes it's external, more distant forces that allow us to become derailed. And one has to always be mindful of both Yira and Pachad. And David HaMelech reassures us that there is a way, there's a remedy, Lo Yira V'Lo Evchad, that we don't have to approach the Yimei HaDin in this fashion. But what exactly is that remedy, the counterbalance, the countermeasure? In the very Kapitel Chav Zayin, the Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai, that somehow a person has to be able to position themselves, see themselves as though they are in the Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. I would suggest that Kol Yimei has a particular reference. You know the Sugya and Brachos and Daf Yud Beis, when it comes to the mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we paskin like Ben Zoma, that Yimei Chayecha is a reference to Yomim. Kol Yimei Chayecha is referring to Leilos. Kol Yimei is a reference to Laila. There is a Sifri that writes the same thing is true when it comes to a Melech. The Torah tells us the Melech is obligated to write an additional Sefer Torah, V'haysa imo v'karabo kol Yimei Chayav. The Sifrei writes, what is the ribuy of Kol Yimei? It means l'rabos es halelos. Even balayla, the Melech always has to see to it that the Sefer Torah is with him. There's a beautiful comment of the Ran, Drasha Saran, Drasha Yeralif, where the Ran writes, why is it so critical for a Melech to have a Sefer Torah? The Ran describes, realize, the job description of a Melech will take him far away from his palace, from the Beis Medrash, from the Mikdash. A Melech sometimes finds himself far afield. And how is it that we ensure that whatever the Melech does is going to be consistent with the ideals of the Torah Hashem? Unlike the Shofet, the Ran writes that his job is to enforce the letter of the law. The Ran writes that the Melech has that privilege of makin va'onshin shalom in hadin. That is something that could be subject to abuse. After all, you recognize the environment of the Melech is not always squeaky clean. And therefore, a Melech always has to see to it that he has the Sefer Torah with him. The checks and balance of the Melech is v'haysi imo, kol yimei chayav, even the rabos es halayla. Perhaps one could suggest that that's part of Shifti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayai. Kol Yimei means even l'rabos es halayla. When you look at the continuation of Levaker Beheichalo, there's somewhat of a contrast. Levaker Beheichalo Rashem Aitz, Ro Sham Bechol Boker Aboker. It means that, you know, if you're privileged to have a Beis HaMikdash, you can frequent the Beis HaMikdash each and every day at the time of the Avoda. So that really is the case, that on the one hand, Kol Yimei is the Rabbo Sis Alayla. Ulevaker Beichala, Rashi writes, is the Rosh Shambacho Boker Uboker. In other words, that there are two different necessary approaches to the Mikdash Hashem, when you have a Mikdash Hashem, and you can position yourself in the Mikdash Hashem, so obviously that's what you do, and you absorb that Kedusha Samakom. There is a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Gimel Gimel, where the Navi tells us the following: Ushmuel Shochev Beheichal Hashem. That's the Lashon HaPasuk. The Malbim is very bothered. Ushmuel Shochev Beheichal Hashem. Really, he would lie down in the Heichal Hashem. One is not allowed to lie down in the Heichal Hashem. In Yeshiva Bazara, Ela Malchei Beis David Vav. Let alone to simply lie down in the Heichal Hashem. The Malbim writes in that pasuk something fascinating. That the pasuk Ushmuel Shochev Beheichal Hashem doesn't mean that he would sleep and he would lie down in the Heichal Hashem. It meant that when Shmuel HaNavi was asleep, he envisioned himself as though he was in the Heichal Hashem. And that's an incredible, incredible madrega. When you have a Beis HaMikdash, you position yourself in the Mikdash Hashem. And if it's Balayla, where you can't position yourself in the Heichal Hashem, you have to envision yourself in the Heichal Hashem. And that is the charge of every Ben Torah, especially when it comes to the time of Elul. You position yourself in places of Kedusha. And if for whatever reason you're somewhat far afield, or you don't have that ability to, but recognize as the Melech that your consciousness, your mindset, is always you're in the Heichal Hashem. If a person wakes you up at night and asks you, where are you? The answer is existentially that you're in the Heichal Hashem. Because if you don't have the schus of positioning yourself, but rather you envision that that's indeed where you are. And that was the lofty ideal of David HaMelech. The Shivti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. That this is something that is possible. That's part of the yisod of Yamim Noraim. After all, when it comes to each and every yantif, there's a mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. You have to seek out the Beis Hashem to go to the Mikdash. Tosa says one day, incredible, my katan daf yedaleh, that simcha bizman hazeh is only a din derabanan because you can't position yourself in the Mikdash Hashem. But yet there are elements of simcha. It seems in the Rambam clearly, no, a mitzvah simcha daraisa even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. A person, Rachman al-Litzlan, is an avel. The avelus comes to an end with the onset of Yamim Narayim, because after all, simcha is so sad. Avelus, even without the Beis HaMikdash, even without the Aliyah LeRegel, because after all, a person can envision that he is in the Beis Hashem, especially Dirsho Hashem B'Imatzo, during this particular time. V'samachta lifnei Hashem lokecha, lifnei Hashem titaru. Part of the kiyum of the tkiyus is that we can position ourselves as though we're in the Beis Hashem. The Sugyan Rosh Hashanah Dav Chavav Kevin L'Zikarnu Kilifnim Dami Kilifnim Dami. The Tkia Shofar is comparable to Avodas HaMikdash Lifnai V'Lifnim. That's an amazing yisod. You blow the shofar in yeshiva, you sound the shofar in your shul, and it's comparable to Avodah, which is Lifnai V'Lifnim. It means that sometimes practically you position yourselves. But we have that ability to always envision that we are Bifnei Hashem. And that is the remedy. That's the antidote. That is the counterbalance to Yira and Pachah. How is it that anyone is able to confront the seriousness, the magnitude of these days? The answer is Shifti Beveis Hashem. Recognize that the Sefer Torah is always with you. The Tchilas Hazman is something to be absolutely mindful of. That Baruch Hashem, we have such Shevach V'Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're all here together, and that we can learn in person, up close, and personal. And that Baruch Hashem, that last year much was accomplished, but Ein Odom, it is simply the beginning of this month. Don't take this for granted. Use all the kochos that you have to see to it that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the utmost gratitude and be mitzapel Yeshua in every possible way. The mission is great and the time is very short. For whatever reason, we didn't begin Rosh Chodesh Elul. Well, we have to crunch Yemei Elul into a very, very short window of time. but I want to see the Shmiras Hasdarim of the Bnei Yeshiva, the Shmiras Adalma of those in the Beis Medrash and those in the Kolo. Right? Every minute counts. We don't measure Bittul Torah by how much did you learn during the summer. Right? The summer is too broad of a window of time. Bittul Torah for us is in minutes and in seconds. No? Take advantage of every minute that you have to position yourself in the Beis Hashem. And if for whatever reason you can't, other responsibilities that require your attention, but envision yourself as though you're Bifnei Hashem. And that is, I would suggest, the dual nature of that answer of David HaMelech. How is that you confront Yira and Pachad? The answer is, on one level, Ulevaker Becholo, Leroshem Bechol Boker Babochu. And when that is impossible, Shifti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yemei Chayai, Kol Yemei, L'Rabba Sesalimus.